Thelema, Coast to Coast, Show 24, Part 3, April 10th, 2006. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Welcome to Thelema Coast to Coast. My name is John Crow and I'm the host of the show. Over the last 2 days, I have released an audio version of the Book of the Law. The first one was a version read by Carolyn Hucker and produced by Stephen Ash. The second was a group rendition produced by John Sewell with the assistance of a number of Thelemites in Seattle. Today's show, we're going to be listening to a very dramatic and musical rendition that was produced by Khalil Khan and read by Freder Humakas. There's also a tremendous amount of music with it. A number of musicians were involved with it. It's really quite spectacular. However, before getting into that, I had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Freder Humakas and also Khalil Khan. So here's a brief introduction to the origin of the recording, how it all happened, how the recording was produced, and the instruments involved, and then we'll get right into the recording.
We have on the phone Freder Humakas and Khalil Khan, the producers of the third chapter recording. Welcome to the podcast, 93.
93, John. 93, John. 93, Freder Humakas. With that will should be the whole of the law. Good to be here.
What was the motivation behind this recording of Chapter 3 and the instrumentation and everything? Do you want to address that, Khalil Khan?
Yeah, sure. I went to Egypt and was very fortunate to spend quite a few hours in the chamber and, contemplating the writing of the Book of the Law. And contemplating what Crowley must have been going through at the time at being in that environment. And I started thinking, well, I wonder, as a musician, if there were no words involved, how would I interpret the Book of the Law, And I was already studying some of the Saz and the Oud at the time. And it's one of the reasons why I went to Turkey and to Egypt. And so that's kind of where it started. I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna gather up all that I'm learning from this Egyptian music, and begin to, open myself up psychically to making this project a reality. And so that's pretty much how it began. And then it was just a matter of collecting instruments that were really old, as far as drums and with drums went, and bringing him over to Los Angeles and setting up the studio.
How many musicians were involved in the recording?
Oh, wow. There's probably maybe about 10 of us altogether.
And was it all done simultaneously with the music and the words being recited, or were they recorded at different times?
The rhythm section was done simultaneously. I wanted to get a real sense of a lot of people playing drums. I don't know if you know those old Hollywood movies where you see the person being carried on their shoulders by the slaves, and this long row of people playing drums and bells, and it's just a cacophony,
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have that feeling of this mighty presidential god being carried through to the temple, and lots of people playing instruments and trumpets and mizmars and all these crazy snake charming instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So the rhythm section went down as as one piece. And then after that, we brought Frater Chroumakis in, and he did the reading. And then once he did the reading, we went in there with the ambient guitars and some African samples and vocal lines that we just allowed the words to arrange us, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And Frater Chroumakis, what was your inspiration, or what did you bring to the text when you were speaking it?
I think if there was anything that I brought to it was my ability to get out of the way and allow the chapter to speak itself through me. Certainly it has come through a particular lens, as it were, of my own consciousness, but I did my best to step out of the way, as it were. For me, the reading was a bit more foolish in nature, as Heru Raha can relate to the fool, in that Khalil, in approaching me, you know, we were really just hanging out in the studio, if I recall, and he rather offhandedly said, you know, I've been making this recording of the Book of the Law, would you like to take a listen to it? And I did. It was very inspiring, even the basic tracks. And he said, well, how about laying down a reading? So I did my best to put on my best James Earl Jones voice and allowed my consciousness to slip out of the way in my foolish way and allow the God to come through. If I can, John, the one thing I'd like to say in addition to that is that this particular reading is just that, a particular reading, and that ultimately each individual has to come to their own reading of the entire book itself. It's really a mirror for each individual to approach living Thelema. And one's own inflections that they bring to it, one's own approach, tonality, really must be done for each on their own. Each person must read the Book of the Law aloud, really, I believe, to get its full effect.
I think that is even alluded to in the short comment, all questions of the law are to be decided only by appeal to my writings, each for himself. So I think there is quite a resonance in that message, and that's why I think it's great of all the different versions of the Book of the Law that have been recorded, and even on this podcast showing three separate chapters read in three different ways.
Sure.
So, now, the third chapter has been released on a CD by you, Khalil Khan, is that correct?
Yeah, we've made it available to Thelemites who might be interested.
Now, if I remember correctly, there was a notice that proceeds from that, the sale of that CD went to the OTO, is that correct?
Yeah, essentially, my piece in this was that I really didn't feel that profiting myself from the sale of the recording would have been appropriate. So certainly all of the proceeds that are coming in from any share that I might glean go directly to the OTO as a member of OTO.
And if somebody wanted to get a copy of this CD, how would they do that?
Well, one of the things they can do is they can go to one of the musicians has a website, robbyrob.com. It's available from that. Send an email, log in, send an email, and people will get hold of me, and I'll make a copy and send it off.
Okay.
Just for clarity, that's www.robbirobb.com.
And I will have a link in the show notes.
Great.
Well, wonderful. Is there anything else you all would like to add?
That ultimately, the third chapter is about the word of the Aeon, Abrahadabra, which really is a call to arms, in a sense. It is a map of the revolution that we are all undertaking on a global level and on an interpersonal level. And it is a call to create as we each speak. recognize that the power of a logos, the power of a word to manifest reality, is incredibly important. And this power exists within each of us, and each of us can manifest this directly by tapping into it at its very source. So I encourage each person to take what inspiration they may receive from hearing this recording and to go out and manifest in that power.
Very well said.
Regarding the actual music.
Yes.
All the instruments in there are traditional Egyptian instruments. You've got the mizmar, the oud, the saz, and dumbex, and ancient Egyptian versions of what was like the tabla, made with clay, and there's also an instrument called the israj. And the main rhythm is held down by these ancient Egyptian drums, but the one thing we added in there was the Garifuna drums, which come from the Lees area, where there's a lot of voodoo-type drumming, and these drums, we actually went down there and got them from there. And it was made by a master drummer, and the rhythm that we used is an ancient Egyptian rhythm used to drive away evil spirits. So, and it's quite interesting because that rhythm is very militant, and I thought that that did in somehow symbolize the qualities of Rahu Kweet, and I thought that Frater Chroumakis did a fantastic rendition of, especially the opening. The opening I love the most because of this this fantastic, out of silence, you hear this abrahadabra beginning to come. It's almost, you know, from out of the void comes this movement, and this movement grows and grows and grows, and it's just this glorious chant of abrahadabra. It's just my favorite part of the whole CD.
And that chant really, really brings the nature of the word of the Logos to life. It was something that was done very improvisationally. It was something that came really from the depth of my being as we were doing the recording. And it is really, I still find it as I listen to this recording, incredibly moving. I listen to this recording and sometimes I cannot believe that it is myself doing the reading. Sometimes it chills me when I hear it.
And the one thing I forgot to tell Afrata was I need you to stick to Arabian scales. And as he started like soaring, I had no idea that, you know, you were going to do that. And suddenly we were soaring. And I was like, oh my God, this is beyond all of us. This has got nothing to do with us now. And then it breaks down. There's nothing there but this rhythm section, and it starts, the voice starts. And I'm just, every time that happens, I am like, oh my God, this is so intense. And then it goes, and it goes through the whole thing, and there's some wonderful moments in the piece you'll hear where it breaks down, where the threat of alienating one's heart through toying with old sweetnesses.
Mm.
The piece of music breaks down at that point to this lonely sound, and at that time I was getting a word that there were whales and dolphins being found with AIDS, that had AIDS, and it was just like, oh my God, alienating our heart, you know, on so many levels, the dislocation between ourselves and the forces of nature, in a sense, is bringing all the suffering to animals, and you know, the elephants are dying of thirst, and elephants are starting to attack each other, which is the thing that elephants, is just, you know, they don't usually do that. And so that it develops into the sound, this weeping of the heart, of the alienated heart. And then at the end of that, we move back into this thing where, now it shall be known that I'm a god of war, you know. The 80 shall cower. And it's just reaches this place again. It's just very, I mean, I'm very proud of the piece, and I think Frater Chroumakis did a fantastic read. And it's from his read that the music was arranged. It was, you know, the words, of obviously, and the magical quality of the words also moved the musician in me in a way. But once you start to listen to it, and it told us when it wanted to be quiet.
And that's really one of the fantastic things about this recording, the dynamic of this recording in terms of where the music goes and where the qualities of the voice go in the reading are incredibly diverse and complex. And in the reading itself, I've seen a lot of readings and heard a lot of readings of the third chapter that are very very one level, that really just kind of sit there. And I tried to, in allowing myself to step out of the way, allow a particular sensitivity to come through in this reading that is not probably typical of the God of War and Vengeance. So it is that subtlety, if you will, that is really allowed to come through in the dynamic of the music and the reading itself.
And there were other gifts also that occurred. For example, when one time it breaks down and Robbie is playing this fantastic saz solo, and the saz solo is very fast. The instrument is played very fast. And what was bothering me was that there was a buzz. There was an electrical buzz going on there, and we were so upset because the performance was so fantastic. We were like, oh, man, what is that buzz doing there? And one of our brothers looked at us and said, well, it's the bees on the emperor card, on the emperor's jacket. We're like, oh, okay, let's put the bees in. And then there's just this honey-soaked solo, you know, and there's the emperor, you know. Just wonderful little gifts like that. You know, if you listen to it and, you know, take your tarot cards out and play with them while you're listening to it, you'll notice music is it's way bigger than all of us and all the things we try to do.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for being on the podcast and recording this introduction. And now we will move into the piece. So 93.
My pleasure, John. Right. Love is the law, love and her will.
93.
Abrahadabra. The reward of Rahurkut. There is division hither homeward. There is a word not known. Spelling is defunct. All is not aught. Beware. Hold. Raise the spell of Rahurkut. understood that I am a god of war and of vengeance. I shall deal hardly with them. Choose ye an island, fortify it, dung it about with enginery of war. I will give you a war engine. With it ye shall smite the peoples, and none shall stand before you. Lurk, withdraw upon them. This is the law of the battle of conquest. Thus shall my worship be about my secret house. The stele of revealing itself. Set it in thy secret temple, and that temple is already aright disposed, and it shall be your Qibla forever, and it shall not fade, but miraculous color shall come back to it day after day. Close it in locked glass for a proof to the world. This shall be your only proof. I forbid argument. Conquer. That is enough. I will make easy to you the obstruction from the ill-ordered house. In the victorious city, thou shalt thyself convey it with worship, O prophet, though thou likest it not. Thou shalt have danger and trouble. Ra-Hur-Ku is with thee. Worship me with fire and blood. Worship me with swords and with spears. Let the woman be girt with a sword before me. Let blood flow to my name. Trample down the heathen. Be upon them, O warrior. I will give you of their flesh to eat. Cattle, little and big, after a child, but not now. Ye shall see that hour, O blessed beast, and thou the scarlet concubine of his desire. Ye shall be sad thereof. Deem not too eagerly to catch the promises. Fear not to undergo the curses. Ye, even ye, know not this meaning all. Fear not at all. Fear neither men nor fates, nor gods, nor anything. money fear not, nor laughter of the folk folly, nor any other power in heaven or upon the earth or under the earth. New is your refuge, as Hadit your light, and I am the strength, force, vigor of your arms. Mercy let be off. Damn them who pity, kill and torture. Spare not, be upon them. They call the abomination of desolation. Count well its name, and it shall be to you as 718. Why? Because of the fall of because that he is not there again. Set up my image in the east. Thou shalt buy thee an image which I will show thee, a special, not unlike the one thou knowest. And it shall be suddenly easy for thee to do this. The other images group around me to support me. Let all be worshipped, for they shall cluster to exalt me. I am the visible object of worship. The others are secret. For the beast and his bride are they, and for the winners of the ordeal X. What is this? Thou shalt know. For perfume mixed meal and honey, and thick leavings of red wine. Then oil of Abramelin and olive oil, and afterwards soften and smooth down with rich, fresh blood. The best blood is of the moon, monthly, than the fresh blood of a child, or dropping from the host of heaven, then of enemies, then of the priest or of the worshippers, last of some beast, no matter what. This burn, of this make cakes and eat unto me. This hath also another use. Let it be laid before me, and kept thick with perfumes of your orison. It shall become full of beetles, as it were, and creeping things sacred unto me. These slay, naming your enemies, and they shall fall before you. Also these shall breed lust and power of lust in you at the eating thereof. all before me. My altar is of open brasswork, burned thereon in silver or gold. There cometh a rich man from the west, who shall pour his gold upon thee. From gold forge steel, be ready to fly or to smite. But your holy place shall be untouched throughout the centuries. Though with fire and sword it be burnt down and shattered, yet an invisible house there standeth, and shall stand until the fall of the great equinox, when Thromaki shall arise, and the double-wanded one assume my throne and place. Another prophet shall arise, and bring fresh fever from the skies. Another woman shall awake the lust and worship of the snake. Another soul of god and beast shall mingle in the gloated priest. Another sacrifice shall stain the tomb. Another king shall reign, and blessing no longer be born to the hawk-headed mystical lord. The half of the world of Heru Raha, called Hul Kar Krat and Gra Hul Kut. Then said the prophet unto the god, I adore thee in song. I am the Lord of Thebes, and I, the inspired false speaker of Mentu, for me unveils the veiled sky, the self-slain Ankhafnakhonsu, whose words are truth. I invoke, I greet thy presence, O Ra-Hur-Kuwait. Unity uttermost showed, I adore the might of thy breath, supreme and terrible God, who makest the gods and death to tremble before thee. I adore thee. Appear on the throne of Ra, open the ways of the Ku, lighten the ways of the Ka. The ways of the cobs run through to stir me or still me. So that thy light is in me, and its red flame is as a sword in my hand to push thy order. There is a secret door that I shall make to establish thy way in all the quarters. These are the adorations as thou hast written, as it is said. Thy light is mine. Its rays consume me. I have made a secret door into the house of Ra and tomb of Khepera and Ahathur. I am thy Theban, O Mentu, the prophet Ankhafnakhonsu. By Besnamat, my breast, I beat, by eyes tarnish. How weave my spell? Show thy star splendor, O Nuit. Bid me within thine house to dwell. O winged snake of light, Hadid, abide with me. Yeah. all this and a book to say how thou didst come hither, and a reproduction of this ink and paper forever. For in it is the word secret, and not only in the English. And thy comment upon this, the book of the law, shall be printed beautifully in red ink and black upon beautiful paper made by hand. And to each man and woman that thou meetest, were it but to dine or to drink at them, it is the law to give. Then they shall chance to abide in this bliss or no. It is no odds. Do this quickly. But the work of the comment, that is easy. And hadith, burning in thy heart, shall make swift and secure thy pen. Establish at thy Kaaba a clerk house. All must be done well and with business way. The ordeals thou shalt oversee thyself, save only the blind ones. Refuse none, but thou shalt know and destroy the traitors. I am Rahu Kuit, and I am powerful to protect my servant. Success is thy proof. You not, convert not, talk not overmuch. Them that seek to entrap thee, to overthrow thee, them attack without pity or quarter, and destroy them utterly. Swift as a trodden serpent, turn and strike. Be thou yet deadlier than he. Down their souls to awful torment, laugh at their fear, spit upon them. Scarlet woman, beware, if pity and compassion and tenderness visit her heart. If she leave my work to toy with old sweetnesses. Then shall my vengeance be known. I will slay me her child. I will alienate her heart. I will cast her out from men. As a shrinking and despised harlot shall she crawl through the dusk wet streets and die cold and anhungered. But let her raise herself in pride. Let her follow me in my way. Let her work the work of wickedness. Let her kill her heart. Let her be loud and adulterous. Let her be covered with jewels and rich garments. And let her be shameless before all men. Then will I lift her to pinnacles of power? Then will I breed from her a child mightier than all the kings of the earth. I will fill her with joy. With my force shall she see and strike at the worship of Nu. She shall achieve Hadith. The '40s. The '80s cower before me and are abased. I will bring you to victory and joy. I will be at your arms in battle, and ye shall delight to slay. Success is your proof. Courage is your armor. Go on in my strength, and ye shall turn not back for any. Shall be translated into all tongues, but always with the original in the writing of the beast. For in the chance shape of the letters and their position to one another, in these are mysteries that no beast shall divine. Let him not seek to try, but one cometh after him, whence I say not, who shall discover the key of it all. Then this line draws a key. Then this circle squared in its failure is a key also. And abracadabra, it shall be his child, and that strangely. Let him not seek after this, for thereby alone can he fall from it. Now this mysteries of the letters is done, and I want to go on to the holy place. I am in a secret fourfold world, the blasphemy against all gods of men. Curse them! Curse them! Curse them! Can I peck at the eyes of Jesus as he hangs upon the cross? I flap my wings in the face of Muhammad and blind him. With my claws I tear out the flesh of the Indian and the Buddhist, Mongol and Jin. Paraste Ompeda! I spit on your crapulous creeds. Mm-hmm. on wheels. For her sake, let all chaste women be utterly despised among you. Also for beauty's sake and love. Despise also all cowards, professional soldiers who dare not fight but play. All fools despise. But the keen and the proud, the loyal and the lofty, ye are brothers. As brothers, fight ye. There is no law beyond. Do what thou wilt. There is an end of the word of the God enthroned in Ra's seat, lightening the girders of the soul. To me do ye reverence. To me come ye through tribulation of ordeal, which is bliss. The fool readeth this book of the law and its comment, and he understandeth it not. Let him come through the first ordeal, and it will be to him as silver. Through the second, gold. Through the third, stones of precious water. Through the fourth, ultimate sparks of the intimate fire. Yet to all it shall seem beautiful. Its enemies who say not so are mere liars. There is success. I am the hawk-headed lord of silence and of strength. My nemesis shrouds the night-blue sky. Hail, ye twin warriors about the pillars of the world, for your time is nigh at hand. I am the lord of the double wand of power, the wand of the force of Kofnia. But my left hand is empty, for I have crushed an universe, and naught remains. Paste the sheets from right to left, and from top to bottom, then behold, there is a splendor in my name, hidden and glorious, as the sun of midnight is ever the sun. The ending of the words is the word. Abracadabra. The book of the law is written and concealed.
I hope you all enjoyed that rendition of the third chapter. I can tell you, I really love it. It blows me away every time I hear it. And I hope you also have enjoyed the other two chapters and taken all of these together. So I hope everybody's had a great Holy Days. And I don't think I did it earlier on the on show 23 or the earlier on the podcast. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thelemic New Year. Until the next podcast, the one-year anniversary show that's coming out on April 26th. And just a reminder, if you want to get a word in on that podcast, to send in some feedback or call the listener line. Love is the law. Love under will.